It's Love Month, baby.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampaign.
Pop the glampaign. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
It's Love Month, baby.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. I'm really excited to be with you today, celebrating Love Month. That's right. It's been Love Month the entire month of February, and this is our last program for the month, talking about love, talking about relationships, talking about sex and romance. It's been awesome. I've really, really enjoyed this. If I could, I might have Love Year, but I've really enjoyed Love Month. We have had some awesome and wonderful guests on the program. And we actually kicked off Love Month with Julia London. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and she and I were talking about how she writes her romance novels and talking about love with her, and we kicked that off with episode 33, so you can go back into the archives and find that. It's an amazing program. It'll really, really help you. If you are still doing your fitness routines and trying to lose weight with me and get more fit, please do go back and look up episode 29 with Heather Robertson of HalfSizeMe.com. Life-changing program. So we've had that going on, and today we are going to talk about the one thing that men find irresistible in a woman.
It's Love Month, baby. The Julie Tussey Show satisfaction guarantee.
Sitting here like that, and then there's going to be some actual words, and hopefully that'll get you all relaxed, tingly, and then there's going to be some actual words. I am really excited. Just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Need to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, let me get a little bit closer.
February is Love Month on the Julie Tussey Show. February is Love Month on the Julie Tussey Show.
So the one thing men find irresistible in a woman, isn't that what every woman wants to know? What's that one thing that's going to make me catch my guy? I actually was talking with Gary. Of course, he knows we're doing Love Month because he produces a program. But he sent me an article, and it just fit perfectly with what I want to talk about for Love Month. This is actually from PopSugar.com, and it's an article written by Nicole Yi. It's Nicole Y.I. And it's called The One Thing Men Find Irresistible in a Woman. She says, looks can hook a guy, but what is it that keeps them wanting more? After discussing the topic with some guy friends, my boyfriend, and even my parents, I noticed a particular trait that was consistent across conversations. It was agreed that the sexiest trait in a woman by far is independence. Independent women are assertive, are self-assured, and play by their own rules. They don't need anybody else but themselves to validate who they are. Boy, do I like that line. We're probably going to have to get into some deep therapy talking about that, right, girls? They don't need anybody else but themselves to validate who they are. So when it comes to relationships, they're low maintenance as partners because they're busy running their own lives. They know when and what to give without being overbearing and have enough confidence to thrive on their own. On the opposite end of the spectrum, the biggest turnoff, they said, was neediness. It's a deal breaker. If she doesn't know how to be without her boyfriend, that's a deal breaker. This can be in the form of expecting constant communication, not wanting to hang out with her own friends, or showing irritation when her significant other is unavailable. If this sounds like you, cut it out. You have to know how to be secure with yourself, and in return, you won't need a man to make you feel complete. Whoever recognizes this about you will appreciate you as a partner even more. I really, really liked that article, and there are some things in there. Oh my goodness, there are some things in there that we could talk about for a long time, but I wanted to take just a few minutes today and talk to you about the fact that the biggest and sexiest trait a man finds in a woman is when she's independent. And I have found that to be true with my husband. Now, I kind of was, I guess I won't really say clingy, but I did focus when we were first together and make our relationship my everything. And I found that that wasn't healthy for our relationship, not for him and not for me. And so I've had to work on this myself. And you may be listening today and you may already be a strong, independent woman and you don't need to hear this as much. I'm sure you'll find some keys in here to help you to polish and touch up the way that you conduct yourself and the esteem that you hold yourself in. But for those of us girls who have a tendency to not be a strong, independent woman just on our own when it comes to a relationship. Now, the funny thing is I was very independent and strong in all other areas. But when it came to our relationship, I just wanted to be with him, be with him, be with him. And it made him feel smothered. So I've had to work on this area. And I think that's why it resonated with me to talk about it today during Love Month, because Love Month is not just about the romance and the sex, but it's about the relationship. If you have a strong relationship, then you are going to have a happy life. So I wanted to talk about some points of how to be a strong, independent woman. And I found this article on WikiHow. Normally, I give a lot of my own opinions, but boy, there's some good information out there that's really, really been helping me and helping me with my raising my daughters. But being a strong, independent woman means that you are able to find happiness on your own. You have self-confidence without having to rely on another person or society for validation. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. You have self-confidence without having to rely on another person or society for validation. It means emotional independence and being able to have healthy relationships with others without falling into codependent patterns. It means learning to express who you are at your core, whether you are shy and soft-spoken or loud and assertive. You don't need to try fitting a certain mold. You don't have to fit into a certain mold. You need to be free to be yourself. You need to learn how to embrace the woman you are and who you want to become. I really, really like that. Put yourself first. Here's some steps to being a strong, independent woman. Put yourself first. When you notice you're needing something, whatever it is, intimacy, affection, or attention, give yourself what you need. If you need attention, take a day to pamper yourself in some way. If you need intimacy, spend time writing in a journal or exploring nature. If you need affection, give yourself affection by thinking about what you love about yourself or taking yourself out for dinner and a movie. That sounds like a good idea. I like that. Don't compare yourself to other women. It's great to have a female role in your life, but you have to not compare yourself to other women. You are created unique. You are the only you that there will ever be on this earth. You are the only you. So you need to be yourself. You need to not compare yourself to other women. You know, as women, there's so much pressure in the media, on TV, in newspaper, in magazine covers, on social media, to compare ourselves to the perfect woman. I was talking with Gary about it this morning, and I showed him a picture of Marilyn Monroe that she was like laying back on a couch in a bikini, and her tummy was not perfectly flat. She didn't have abs. She was a size 12, and she was beautiful. And she is the iconic sex symbol of our generation. And ever since she was here, she has been the iconic sex symbol of all time. And you know what I said to my husband? Well, she's just so beautiful. And he said, I know, but women can still be fit. And I said, yes, but it's unrealistic for them to be perfect. And he said, I didn't see it that way. He said, I see what you're saying. Like, I could tell he didn't see it, what I was trying to say. But what I was trying to say is a real woman can be not perfect. We cannot be airbrushed. We cannot be looking like a 12-year-old when we're 20, 30, 40, 50. We can't look like some of the things that have been pushed on us by our media and our society. You do not have to be perfect. You just have to be the best that you can be. Can you be fit? Yes. Can you have a six-pack? Yes. Do you have to have that to be beautiful? No. No, that's not what I'm saying. You need to be who you are. You know, like I have a curvy bottom half. I'm never going to be a size 2 that looks like a little twig. I'm never going to be that. And I've recognized that. But does that mean that I'm disqualified or invalidated? Absolutely not. It does not. So you have to not compare yourself to the things that you see or to other women in your life. They are who God created them to be, and you are who God created you to be. You just have to be the best version of yourself that you can be. That will make you feel confident and independent. You need to be a woman that is independent and strong. You need to set clear boundaries for your life. What will you and what won't you allow from other people? You know, something that Gary taught me since we've been married, and we have been together a long time. So I've learned a lot from him. He's a very strong, independent personality. I've always been a strong and independent personality, but I have really learned a lot of things from him about how to love myself. And so he would say to me, you are Julie Tussie. You are better than that. You are Julie Tussie. In other words, he was helping me to set boundaries and draw lines to around my life of what I would accept of in treatment from other people and things that I would set for goals in my life. Just things like that. I, especially in interacting with other people, I had to learn to set boundaries. You know, sometimes I have to say no. My heart is, and I'm sure many of you listening to me today are like this, my heart is to be everything to everybody all the time, to do everything I can to help my friends and my family. And sometimes I have to say no. It took me a long time to learn that, but I had to learn to be a strong, independent woman, that I had to set boundaries. I am only one person, and there is only so much that I can do. You are only one person. There's only so much you can do in life, and you have to set boundaries. And sometimes the boundaries will be set based on the goals in your life, just how much you will let people take advantage of you, how much you will let people talk derogatory to you, how much you will do for other people. These are all things that have to have boundaries. So you have to set clear boundaries. We'll be right back.
It's love month, baby. The Julie Tussie Show, satisfaction guaranteed.
Sitting here like that, and then there. there is going to be some actual words. And hopefully that'll get you all relaxed. Tingly. And then there is going to be some actual words. I am really excited. Just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Need to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, can I get a little bit closer?
February is love month on the Julie Tussie Show.
We're talking about being a strong, independent woman, which is the number one thing men find irresistible, attractive, and sexy. We're talking about that on Love Month here on the Julie Tussie Show. So I want to go on. We talked about setting some boundaries. Along with that goes standing up for yourself. You know what I mean? Stand up for yourself and don't be ashamed. You need to make sure people aren't walking all over you. You are a strong, independent woman, not a pushover. The next subject I want to talk about is believe in yourself. When you believe in your abilities and your achievements, then you will convey strength. Pursue what you need and want, and when you lack confidence or play the victim, you risk letting others walk all over you instead of getting what you need and what you want. So you have to believe in yourself. You have to love yourself. We're talking about love on the Love Month this in February, and I really, really think it's so important to learn to love yourself. I have learned to look at my good qualities and my bad qualities, and the bad qualities I may focus on to try to make better, but I don't live in them. I try to live in my good qualities. I'm kind, I'm caring, I'm loving, I'm compassionate, I'm giving, I'm loyal. Am I perfect? By no means am I perfect, but I choose to look at the good things about myself and believe in myself. You know, I always say you only get one life, live it to the fullest at the end of the program. There's a whole lot that goes into that saying if you really think about it. You only get one life. Don't make yourself miserable hating yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe in your gifts. Believe in your talents. Believe that you can be the best that you could ever be, that you can set goals and obtain them. Be that woman. Be that woman. Let people know when they've hurt your feelings. I mean, be honest. Don't stuff your feelings down, but let them know. If somebody betrays you in any way, be sure to let him or her know. It can be difficult to share your emotions, especially when you feel hurt or angry, but telling the other person how you feel may help prevent that person from repeating the behavior in the future. Address disrespectful and offensive comments. If you hear somebody making a comment towards you that you don't like, just calmly tell them, I don't like that. In other words, stand up for yourself. Stand up for yourself. Embrace the uniqueness of yourself and others. Oh, we could go on and on about this subject because I have really, really learned in my long 29 years, wink, wink, that everybody is unique and everybody is special, and you are unique and you are special, and you deserve to be recognized for those things. I love, it's like when you get marbles. I used to love marbles when I was a kid. I love that there's all different kinds of marbles, different kinds of colors, different kinds of looks, that kind of thing. I have learned to appreciate that about people. And the wonderful thing is that when you're self-confident and you're independent, you're not threatened by the fact that that other woman is different than you. And that other woman has these beautiful qualities that are not the qualities that you have. Maybe she looks completely different than you. Maybe she's more opinionated than you, and you love that about her. Or maybe she has long, beautiful red hair and a beautiful body, and you love that about her. Whatever her unique traits are, it's great to appreciate those, but it does not take away from the value of you. It does not take away from the value of how beautiful you are, or the great strengths that you have, the gifts and talents that you have. So you have to Embrace the uniqueness of yourself and others. Oh, does that make life wonderful? It's like life becomes a smorgasbord. I just appreciate the art that God created in each person is like artwork. And you can just treasure it and look at it. You know, one day I want to be at the beach, and the next day I want to be in a room that looks all like contemporary and urban. I don't want the same thing every day. I might like chocolate cake today, and tomorrow I might want to have a salad. Do you see what I'm saying? We don't want the same thing over and over and over every single day. So isn't it wonderful that we have choices of enjoying all of those different things? So when you see your girlfriends, you just love them for who they are and what they are. And when you see yourself in the mirror, you love yourself for those very same reasons that are unique and special just to you. It's Love Month on the Julie Tussie Show.
It's Love Month, baby.
You can find the Big Blonde Baby CD at cdbaby.com/CD/Julie Tussie 2.
Health and beauty are synonymous, and when you find a place that can help you accomplish those two things in your life, you have really found a treasure. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. You have got to go and enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them that Julie sent you. Beautiful You Medical Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
It's Love Month, baby.
Sitting here like that, and then there's these magical words, and hopefully that'll get you all relaxed, tingly, and then there's these magical words. I am really excited, but just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Need to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, let me get a little bit closer.
The Love Doctor is in.
What a great program today. I was so excited to talk about the number one thing that men find irresistible in a woman. And who would have known it's independence? But I'm here to vouch for it. It is true. I want to tell you that you can get many of these romantic and lovely songs that you're hearing on the Julie Tussie Show by going to cdbaby.com/Julie Tussie 2. And you can get it. It's called Big Blonde Baby. Download it. Buy it for a gift. That would be wonderful. Let me see. I also want to remind you, if you're listening to this program, please do. If you're on iTunes, please subscribe and leave a review. If you're on Android, there will be a link for you, and you can go in and do the same thing there. But we so appreciate you listening today. We do. I'm going to be talking about some really great subjects in March about becoming a winner, about being confident. I've got some things in mind that I'm going to get ready and put out there. But here at the Julie Tussie Show, we are all about helping you to have a better life. We thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our supporters, and thank you to all of our followers. Have a great week, and remember, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tussie Show. I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
It's Love Month, baby.
Sitting here like that, and then there is going to be some actual words. And hopefully that'll get you all relaxed. Tingly. And then there is going to be some actual words. I am really excited. But just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Need to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, let me get a little bit closer.
Wanted to let you know that you can get your Big Blonde Baby CD today and download it on your phone or your computer. You can get it at cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2. Again, cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2. Thank you so much for your support.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tussie Show.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
It's love month, baby.
Sitting here like that. There is going to be some actual words. And hopefully that'll get you all relaxed. Tingly. And then there is going to be some actual words. I am really excited. But just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Need to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, let me get a little bit closer.
Wanted to let you know that you can get your Big Blonde Baby CD today and download it on your phone or your computer. You can get it at cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2. Again, cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2. Thank you so much for your support.
It's love month, baby.
Everything about you calls my name.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.